Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet, and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, we're tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east during sunset. It will be followed by Saturn at 10:15 p.m. and Mars just before midnight. The moon will be waning this week, and as it does, dark skies will return once more to the islands.
As the islands deal with the very serious reality of an active volcano, a look at volcanism in our solar system.
Yes, as you mentioned, Hawaii Island has been experiencing some dramatic volcanic activity over the past week. But it's comforting to know that Hawaii is not alone in experiencing this activity. Our entire solar system is full of active and extinct volcanoes.
I'm thinking of Venus and Mars.
Indeed. Both of our closest neighbors in the solar system show evidence for extraordinary volcanic activity, some of it eclipsing that of Earth in its magnitude. Jupiter's moon Io, for example, is so active that if you drew a map of it on Monday, by Friday, the map would be out of date.
And on that kind of concept, wasn't Venus entirely reshaped by volcanoes, too?
We think it was. The entire planet underwent a colossal period of volcanic activity that reshaped the entire surface and released huge amounts of carbon dioxide gas into the atmosphere. And we think that's what gave Venus its thick atmosphere we see today.
Not just volcanoes, but earthquakes, too.
The whole caboodle. Yeah.
And then there's the biggest one in the solar system, right? That's on Mars.
Yes, the mighty Olympus Mons. It's like a super-sized version of Kilauea. It's a shield volcano, just like those on Hawaii Island, but it's three times the height of Mount Everest. What I think is really cool about Olympus Mons is that from space, it looks a little bit like Hawaii Island if you took away all the oceans surrounding it.
And isn't it also true volcanoes can be made of ice, not just fire?
It is. It's something we call cryovolcanism. It's very strange indeed. And it occurs in the frozen outer regions of the solar system, mainly on the moons of the outer planets. Out there, instead of fountains of hot lava, we have eruptions of ice and gas.
Probably very hostile kind of gases.
You're not kidding.
Well, that really puts it in perspective, finding out a little bit about what's happening elsewhere in our solar system relating to volcanoes. It's Christopher Phillips and a fascinating stargazer. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.